When you find yourself not fitting in to a world you're standing in, air feels thin, walls closing in.
Rappelle-toi qui tu es, bon cœur, courbe douce, vous tous soyez-vous.
So Vivian, remind me how we met. Do you remember? Because I remember we met at Your Fat Friend,
yes,
documentary movie,
yes,
that was showing in Seoul.
Yes.
Is that right? And then what were you doing there at the movie? Were you on the panel?
Yes, I was the panel of panel of the movie after the talk show.
Yeah,
kind of. We talk about being plus size in Korea,
mm-hmm,
and between the movie, how different. And you found me at,
yeah,
Instagram. So.
I did. Yeah. Yes. I rushed to see the movie too myself, but I didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
I was late because,
mm-hmm,
of traffic in, mm-hmm, Seoul. So I didn't see the movie, but I think you had left already. I saw the director. She was still there.
Yeah.
Jeannie Finley. So she, uh-huh, was still there. And I talked with her a little bit. And then I saw that you were on,
mm-hmm,
the panel.
Mm-hmm.
There was advertisement about,
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I'm going to look and see if she wants to have lunch.
Yeah, why not?
So we met for dinner.
Yes.
After that,
yes,
right? About a few weeks after that, I think,
yeah,
it was, yeah. And you were so kind and so gracious, and you just, I sent you an email, I think, or a text. I don't remember what I did. And you just said, yes, let's meet. So, and I really enjoyed our dinner,
uh-huh,
in the middle of Seoul,
yes,
that great burger place,
yes,
that we had.
Yes.
But I wanted to ask, I thought it'd be really interesting for the listeners to know your history here in Korea.
Yes.
Being, in my opinion, I haven't found anyone else that is representing plus size or,
oh,
larger women in,
uh-huh,
Korea. I may be wrong, but I've not seen anyone else but you.
It's not easy to find.
Okay, so tell us about that, you know, what that's like.
Well, I was debuted in 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I was 25.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2010.
Mm-hmm.
2010.
Yeah.
I was debuted in Full Figured Fashion Week in LA.
Okay.
I'm the first Korean who debuted in USA in plus size model.
That's amazing. Congratulations for that.
Well, I'm still shy because it doesn't matter who's the first or second. It doesn't matter.
That's true. I think.
And,
yeah.
Well, anyway, I came back to Korea for, there's a problem about my visa, so,
okay,
I just there for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to come back. And I couldn't find any job in plus size modeling,
mm-hmm,
in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about the magazine about being plus size woman. I made it, 7 books.
So you made the magazine yourself? So you,
yes,
created the magazine yourself?
Yes, independently.
Independently, right. And you say 7 books, do you mean 7 issues? Is that what,
yes,
you mean?
7,
okay,
issues.
And so in those issues, what was your goal in those issues? What did you want to show Korea about those issues?
Well,
anyone that picked it up and saw it, what did they want to see? Or what did you want them to see?
Being plus size is not the weird thing, because in Korea, every woman wants to be skinny, and not just skinny, just super skinny,
mm-hmm,
they want. So the plus size woman or the fat people,
mm-hmm,
have to be hiding in the society. So I want to say there's a people who are a plus size, no matter what, you are beautiful, and no matter what your size.
Absolutely.
It makes me meet a lot of people who are in plus size. So they always say to me, thank you. It's much more embraced their body. They know me before.
Right.
So it's my story.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Were you afraid to put out those first magazines into society here? Or were you just, I'm going for it. I don't care. What were you feeling
I was really naive.
You're naive. Okay. That's a good word.
Because
that's a good word.
I made 1,000 books.
Yeah.
For the first issue.
Yeah.
And I sold it for, originally I have to sold it for 3 months, but I sold it for 1 year. Just one, the first issue.
First issue, yeah.
So it was so hard to make a magazine to independently in Korea.
Yeah.
So I was so naive.
Understood. In those magazines, did you recruit or did you get other women that were plus size as well to come into the have pictures and things like that?
I called everywhere.
Yeah.
Who I know people who can wrote in our book.
Yeah.
And who can take a picture for our magazine.
Yeah.
It was so hard. It's really easy way to lose your friend who work with magazine.
Okay, I got it. Because so, they just said, stop bothering me, Vivian, or is that what were they doing?
Well, it's not easy to make something together, and we have to scheduling and different ideas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I lose a lot of friends.
I'm sorry. Did they come back? Did the friends come back later when they saw everything that you've done? No.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That is...
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I made a lot of another friends
about
I make just stop make magazine.
Yeah.
And I after I make book for body and clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the interview about the 89 people plus size women.
Wow.
Yeah. So I have over 89 people's friends.
That's amazing. That's so amazing. And so you did those interviews yourself for that book. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that book still available?
Sure.
It's only in Korean or is it in?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's my book. I only have it in English right now. I know. But I'm wondering, was there a common feeling through all those 89 stories?
It's really similar.
What were the similarities? What were the similarities?
Well, some people like their body and some people not.
Yeah.
And they want to love their body, but it's still not easy in Korea. I think it's the story about the theme of this book.
In your 15 years that you've been doing this, have you seen it shift for the better at all in Korea?
You mean?
About judging body sizes and acceptance of body size.
The difference between 15 years ago and now?
So when you first sent off I think you said you sent off something to go to, you told me before at dinner too that you went to LA and did that fashion show and that was your big moment of I can do this and I can be who I am and all of that. And then, so that's 15 years ago and now we're you know, late here. Mm-hmm. So have you yourself, because you are a big player in this, mm-hmm. you know, have you seen it get better? Have you seen it get worse? Have you seen it stay the same?
The issue is, yeah, problem about in society.
Yeah.
Is recovered in 50 years ago to now.
Okay.
So.
What do you mean by recovered? We're going to have to pull out our art. We are officially right now using our translation app to do this discussion, which happens all the time for me. I have to pull out my Google Translate living here in Seoul.
Well, I just want to say the original problem has emerged. There is a people who struggled about eating disorder.
Yes.
But they didn't discover it before. But now we are know there's a eating disorder people in Korea.
Okay.
Is a lot.
No one was acknowledging eating disorders in Korea before what?
Not
15 years, 20 years?
Yes.
Okay.
But not no one, but
I know. I know we're using generalities here. So please forgive us, but that's for the sake of just the understanding. We're being general. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, it's really huge in Korea.
Yes.
Now. Yeah. So, but there's still no answer about this problems.
Yeah.
And people who didn't get any help in society and parents still once their kids are super skinny. It's getting harder, but I think it's good because it's covered.
So it's the awareness.
Yeah,
you think is better. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the first step, right? Mm-hmm. Is to be aware of anything. So that's good. You're growing up in Korea.
Yes.
So did you always feel that you were not like other girls, or was this something that you felt later in life?
When I was 18, I was depressed, super depressed. So I gained weight, 10 kilograms.
Mm-hmm.
And before then, I was 54 kilograms and 165 centimeters height.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not that super fat,
right?
But it getting bit fat more than when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
So the people was so different because when I was skinny and people were super nice and who wants to be my friend, but when I getting fat, I found the boys not gonna want to date with me. So it was the difference when I was found.
Listening to you and you're saying, you know, when I was this weight and, you know, your height and all these things. And it just reminds me of how important it is that we remember that that doesn't matter for who we are, you know. Doesn't matter what our weight is, doesn't matter what our height is, doesn't matter where it, you know, what matters is how we live our life and what, you know, and it just made me feel sad, you know, that you had those interactions with people that would treat you differently just because your body was a different size.
Yeah.
You know, it should not be that way, you know, because you were the same Vivian.
Yes.
Regardless. Mm-hmm. Of what your weight was, you know, you were still who you were. And I have found you from just our meetings to be such a lovely, warm, open-hearted woman. And so it just makes me sad that people have had those limitations about, you know, who you are. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast, I think, was because I just wanted people to remember and hear people's stories that our hearts don't change size.
Yes. And it's so sad because people treat me different before when I was skinny and after when I was getting fat.
Mm-hmm.
It's still me.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is, without a doubt. I mean, of course it is. I'm really fascinated by, I saw on your, you know, your website and things that mm-hmm. you've done photo shoots mm-hmm. in all the different magazines here in Korea. Is that right? You've done Vogue and what are some other ones that you've done?
Elle. Allure.
Yeah. I've seen you on Instagram on your profile and you are just so confident in your ability to be in front of the camera. You just seem to do a natural movement. I do. I'm serious. You're so good. You're just so confident. And so it appears that way. You know, that's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. So, mm-hmm. and those photos of you in those magazines, you know, and those photo shoots are just absolutely gorgeous and stunning.
Thank you.
Was that fun to do for you
when
you did those? Okay.
When I was in front of the camera,
it
makes me feel home. Even I never feel that way at home, my own home.
Yes.
But
and
I like the photo shoot mm-hmm. and the lights are so warm. I want to get more opportunity to getting photo shoot, get other photo shoots. But mm-hmm. you know, it's not easy mm-hmm. and people really easy to forget these issues.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they forgot me, I think. Still, slowly.
Well, you'll just have a re-emerge. It'll come out. It'll happen again. I believe in those things. That, you know, timings are perfect and things will happen. And,
I hope.
Yeah, definitely. It will. Because you're very good and you're very real. That's what I want to say, which I think is a huge compliment.
Thank you.
I think when anyone is told you're very real and you're very genuine and you're very, you know, you're just yourself in front of the camera. I think that's a really great, great characteristic to have. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
So if we go back, I think we talked about this a little bit at our dinner because I'm very curious. I'm always curious mm-hmm. because, you know, we have lived in, this is our sixth country.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always curious about the history of things, about why things are the way they are mm-hmm. in a culture, right? Mm-hmm. So I can say about like the US culture or the Western, mm-hmm. you know, culture, not all of them, but the countries that I've lived in, I've lived in UK, France, Ireland,
mm-hmm.
US, Russia, mm-hmm. and Korea now. Yeah. So I feel like that the US culture, UK culture, Ireland has it a little bit too. They're very heavy on the whole diet culture, mm-hmm. you know, just that you find salvation when you lose weight. You know, you find happiness if you lose weight. You know, mm-hmm. you are going to be happy, have more joy in your life and be able to do more if you lose weight, you uh-huh. know? So that's kind of the carrot that's always dangled with women. Yeah. So I'm wondering in Korea, what is it in Korea to compare with that?
Compare.
Like, is there a comparison? Maybe there's not. That's why I'm asking to understand that better.
Well, in Korea, generally people, not just only women,
mm-hmm.
but people are skinny. And, you know, skinny and small in whole Asia thing, you know.
Yeah.
And we are not a human when you are getting fat.
So it becomes dehumanizing a little bit? Or is that too strong of a word? It might be too strong of a word.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not easy to live in Korea for being plus size.
But where do you think that comes from? Is there something you can go back to in history and say, okay, not that it started, but that it became a cultural message that if you are over this weight or this size, you are not okay.
Well, I'm not sure, but in Korean War, after the Korean War, we were so poor country in whole history. So we have no food and no such and cultural things. And then there's a radio came out and the television came out. And they show a really skinny woman to show on TV, movie things. And then that point, people thought, oh, we have to, and we should be kind of that kind of body.
So was it like a media thing? Yes. It was the media at the time.
Yes.
Was putting out this norm that this is what's normal for us. Okay. And so if you're not in that norm, you're not accepted. You won't be accepted. You won't be.
Yes.
Okay. That's really hard.
Yeah. It's almost 100 years.
Yeah. That's a long time to have that. So do you have any like feeling of, I think it's the same question I asked before, but I'm still curious about the, because in the cultures that I mentioned earlier where I lived, there is that diet culture and so on. But I do feel there's progress. I do see things getting better. I do see more women saying, no, I'm not going to live that way. I'm going to do something else. I'm not going to let this dictate what I do in my life, you know, or with my body, you know. So do you have any of that here in Korea? Or do you think it's still a small step? I mean, you're doing it. You know, you're doing it. Something about it.
Well, it's getting progress.
Yeah.
You know, in Korea, there's a thing about you are getting fat. It's not good at your health.
Okay.
And it makes a community not healthy.
Right.
So you have to be diet. You have to do the diet. And I think it's serious. What can I say? Sorry.
That's okay. We're back to the translation app. Because we have to do that sometimes.
This?
Leaps and bounds of logic. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I think that.
Yeah.
So if you are getting fat, it makes your health not good, but your own problem.
That's right. I'm so glad. I was hoping you were going to say that because I was like,
that was none of another people's business.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So you couldn't judge that.
No.
You shouldn't judge that.
No.
So I just want to say that if you are fat or not, it doesn't matter.
Right. No, it doesn't. Mm. It doesn't. And I love that when you said it's not your bit, because I was about to say, but that's their choice. You know, it's not anyone's business to tell them either way.
Remember, souviens, you are enough.
Toi que tu es assez.
Heart is gold.
Le cœur.
Glowing with love.
Et brillant d'amour.
Powerful.
Puissant.
It was interesting. I went to my first full medical check here at the Korean University Hospital. We were in a VIP section and foreigners section and everything. Lovely building, lovely places to sit and wait and the whole thing. And they give me the robe and the pants to put on, you know, for the to walk around to all these different places to get checked. And I can't even button it over my chest because my chest size is larger than, you know, I mean, I couldn't even get it past midway.
Okay.
And so I had this lovely lady who was my helper the whole day, and she would walk around holding my robe so that it would come together and I wouldn't be, you know, out for everyone to see. sorry. No, but I thought it was very interesting because, you know, for me, what, how I deal with those uncomfortable situations, mm-hmm. I use humor a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a humorous thing,
yeah.
You know, not that it doesn't make me feel bad. You know, mm-hmm. it did make me feel a little bit bad because it was my first time here doing this. So mm-hmm. I felt very vulnerable, very uh-huh. open, very, okay. you know, but I would get done with one check and then I would look over to her and she'd come and she'd like run over and she'd like hold it for uh-huh. me to like walk the next room, you know?
Okay.
So I called it my personal human safety pin.
Okay.
You know, it's a little safety pin, you know, that you would like do on your shirt, right? You have to like do it like that.
Yeah.
So, and she was lovely and she was nice and she spoke English, which was nice. So uh-huh. she was also apologizing. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I said, there's nothing for you to apologize for. It's not your fault that this is the way it is, you know. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I'm not Korean, I'm not Asian, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't have any of that genetic body uh-huh. type going yes. on, right? I'm American, I have a very different body yes. makeup, consistent with the whole thing. But I thought it was interesting because one of the tests was the BMI.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the
and,
thing.
Yeah. And that, and they were very serious about that. So when I got on the BMI machine mm-hmm. and I was standing there and it was very like super high tech, you mm-hmm. know, because, you know, Korea, as you know,
well,
this very high tech, right? Very high tech, which I think is fantastic. But so it's very high tech. Like I was stepped on it and it like beeped and spoke to me and the whole thing, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm standing there and he comes back with a course that, mm-hmm. you know, I'm overweight for my body type, for my skeletal and my, you know, mm-hmm. the whole thing. And I was sitting there and I thought, and I had to do this inner dialogue, you know, I had to say, this does not mean anything to me, you know, about who I am or my value or my worth, mm-hmm. or it's just information that uh-huh. I can take and decide what I want to do with it, mm-hmm. you know. But then the follow-up call that I had with the doctor uh-huh. that went through all of this with me, first thing he said to me was, do you want to take Ozempic? The weight loss drugs.
He's like, why?
Do you want to take, he pulled them up. We were on Zoom uh-huh. and he's like, do you want these shots to help you lose weight? Like, uh-huh. do you want these? And for a moment I was like, oh, well, I'm in Korea. I might as well try that. I was like, stop. No, I'm not doing that.
No.
You know, like, no, like,
no.
This is not, I'm not going to the dark side like that, you know? So his first solution wasn't even
ask.
Yes. What do you want to do about that?
Yeah.
It wasn't even about eating. Mm-hmm. Exercise. It was just flat yeah. out. Here's the shot. Do you want the shot?
Yeah.
You know, and I,
easiest way.
Yeah. It was very interesting. I was like, well, that's, I said, well, that's, I said, do you not want to talk to me about like maybe exercise or diet? He's like, no, here's a shot. And I thought that's was an interesting, as you're saying, the leaps and bounds of logic, mm-hmm. right? That was what he went from here to over here. You know, it was like, I'm not even going to mess around with this other, just take a shot. Mm-hmm. It was like, that'll solve it, you know? And now maybe that was just him. Maybe that was his approach as a doc. I don't know. There's always these single cases that we have, uh-huh. you know, in cultures and mm-hmm. things. But I felt like it was probably quite representative of the whole culture.
Yes.
You know?
You know, I have a similar thing.
Yeah.
And I got a doctor
yeah.
for my regular check. You know, I got a medication for my depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So
antidepressants. Yeah.
And yeah. it makes getting weight.
Yes. Those are side effects.
Yes.
Of them. Yeah,
and I talked to my doctor. I didn't eat not much more than before, but
right.
I getting weight more right. and more.
Right.
And it makes me anxious. So, yeah. and doctor said to me, you have to stop eating. And I shocked. She's doctor. And she said, no, just you don't have to eat. Just stop eating.
And oh my gosh.
It makes you get skinny. So
yeah,
I was so sad and mad.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought I should change the doctor and the hospital. As soon as possible.
Right. Right. Well, and especially because, for example, the BMI is now being completely torn apart and debunked
yeah.
in the Western medicine anyway. I don't know mm-hmm. about here. You mm-hmm. know, it's not everyone, but it's coming up more and more in articles and research that
yes.
that is not the accurate way to measure mm-hmm. someone's health anymore. You know, it's a very old, outdated way mm-hmm. to do it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't consider your muscle mass, doesn't consider, you know, so, you know, I've learned a lot about that. So it's, that's been helpful too. So I think that's also part of this too, is that you have to educate yourself to be able to stand up for yourself. So that's, I mean, that's, and I think that's what you've done too here in Korea, you know, is that you've tried to continually educate yourself. This is not the way it has to be.
Yeah. And it's not easy to self-educate myself.
Yeah.
Because in Korea,
yeah.
there's a not kind of that point of view, mm-hmm. article or media things. Mm-hmm. There's really not easy to find.
Yeah.
So I have to look around out of
things. Outside of Korea. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So did you saw the Fashion Week at Paris this year?
Which one? Where was it? Yisult, the one that did.
Yeah,
she's the singer.
No. It's the fashion show. Uh-huh. The designer yeah. fashion show, who hired a plus size woman mm-hmm. wear corset.
Yeah, I did see that.
And
yeah.
they wear kind of porcelain doll.
Yes.
Makeup.
Yes. Yes.
And I thought it was really weird. And why they have to wear corset?
You know, that's a good point. I didn't even think of that. But you're right. I mean, it creates, again, this message, doesn't it? It doesn't.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it that right. You're right. I thought of it as just being artistic. Uh-huh. And that's kind of his signature. Is it Jean-Paul Galliano?
Yeah,
is that
yeah, right? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not saying his name right, probably. But, he's been around for decades, hasn't
yes.
he? Like, he's been around, yeah. I thought of it as, it's just him being artistic again. Because he's very quirky and very kind of strange in his shows usually. But you have a point. I see your point. Because it's once again portraying, yeah.
It's not realistic anymore. Human skins are not that kind of
right.
milky.
Right. Yeah.
Super skinny waistline.
Right.
And huge, what can I say? Well,
huge breasts.
Huge breasts
yeah.
and
yeah.
butts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes sense anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Did it feel, again, outdated to you? Like it was old, like we've come too far from that now. We shouldn't be doing that. Is that how you feel about it?
Well, or? I thought we have to move on.
Yes. Yeah.
That kind of culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we didn't wear corset anymore.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So why we should sell the corset
yeah.
in the fashion week in 2024?
Yeah. No, that's true. You're right. I agree with you. You're right. That's true. That's right. I mean, part of the reason why in my book, you mm-hmm. know, the final scene, not the final, but towards mm-hmm. the end, the climax of the story, mm-hmm. I don't want to give it too much away for people who haven't read it, mm-hmm. but it involves Paris Fashion Week and mm-hmm. it involves body representation on mm-hmm. the runway. Mm-hmm. Like I wanted to, even though it's a fiction book, mm-hmm. I wanted to create an image for readers that they're seeing this on the runway. They're
okay.
seeing all these different types of body uh-huh. and bodies and women and, you know, mm-hmm. that it's not the same old type of body, you know, that they're going to see all these different bodies coming down the catwalk, you know, so, and I did that because I think, you know, Paris is such this epicenter, is mm-hmm. the center of the universe when it comes to fashion. It is. I mean, okay, I know New York is, and I know that there's other places, and, you know, I know there's a fashion week here, uh-huh. there's, you know, but I feel like Paris is still kind of that center, yeah. you know? So I wanted to do a scene where it just broke open mm-hmm. that visual that people have of the fashion yes. week, you know, and made it different.
It's so. The good example mm-hmm. is the Siriano's fashion show.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
Yes.
I do like him a lot.
And mm-hmm. he hired a plus size model
yeah.
every season
yeah.
in his fashion show.
Yeah.
And it's huge, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah. I love his designs. I mm-hmm. think they're very classic and
yeah.
very, very feminine and they're very beautiful. And I just think he's doing a lot for that, different types of bodies. Like, we're just, there's yes. never, you know, he's always doing different, which I think is so great.
I like the Michelle Obama's gown.
Yes.
In Siriano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was so fantastic.
She's gorgeous. Yeah, yes. Definitely. So you have shared with us so much about your journey mm-hmm. of, you know, being the person here. Again, I couldn't find anyone else that had as much presence in media or social media or in, I just felt like you are the main one that I feel is there with this topic. Am I wrong about that? I mean,
well, there's a lot of people who wants to be a plus size model
yeah.
in Korea. There's really huge YouTuber, talker.
Okay, good. I didn't know. I haven't seen them.
Instagrammer. But
are you saying there's just one or are there more?
More than one people, but
are we talking five?
I just wanna say it's getting bigger.
Okay, good.
Getting bigger and more, much more than before.
Yeah.
When I was started.
Right, sure.
But I feel they want to be love their body.
Mm-hmm.
Just they want to be beautiful plus size women. You know the differences?
Yeah. So tell me that more. Tell me more about what you're explaining well, that a little bit more.
I want to share my story for no matter what you are. Great and fine.
Yeah.
Whatever your weight or
Absolutely.
Height.
Yeah.
I want to spread this message.
Right.
And it's a key point of my whole life.
Yes.
And my whole journey. And other people who wants to be plus size model or who become to be what are they?
Sorry.
Sorry, I no, have a time not, to think about.
You do not the, need to apologize. I do not. your English is fabulous. It's so much better than my Korean will ever be.
Oh my God.
So it's totally fine.
Who wants to be a famous people?
Okay, so there, you feel that maybe they're trying to be famous first.
Not famous.
Okay.
Pretty. Even their plus size.
Okay.
But I'm pretty and want to be famous.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
you're wondering and you're concerned. I'm just saying, you're telling me if I'm wrong, that for them, it's coming from a place that's not really themselves.
I feel that way.
Yeah. Okay.
It makes me nervous.
Yeah. Okay.
Because sometimes it makes me feel lonely.
Yeah.
Because I want to be ally.
Yeah, you want to be.
I need ally.
You need it, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But sometimes I feel competitor.
A competitor. You're competing. Yeah.
Competitive.
Yeah.
Competing other plus size women.
Right.
I don't want to feel that way.
Right.
It's not what I want.
Right.
And I really don't want.
Well, I think that you have probably. This is where your journey of the 15 years comes yeah. in, because you are, do you know the term trailblazer?
Trailblazer?
Trailblazer. So it means someone that starts mm-hmm. something uh-huh. and kind of you create the road.
Oh,
does that make sense? So
yeah.
you create the trail
yeah.
and then people can follow behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's it's okay. I think you get the best definition. Yeah. So you're one of those people. Mm-hmm. So you've created this road for people to
uh-huh.
follow.
Uh-huh.
And so I think sometimes, maybe I'm wrong, but to turn around and see the ones that are following the road, and maybe they're following the road that you didn't want. You wanted the road to be real, genuine, yourself, you know.
And I want to create their own way.
That's right. Their own way. Yeah.
Because I'm not
that kind of, I don't want to be the kind of person who wants to be followed.
Right, right.
I just want to be my own.
No, and I know that. I wasn't trying to say that you wanted followers.
Yeah, I just meant that, you know. Of course, we just
have different people in the world that start journeys.
And it makes
inspires people. That's what I mean.
It makes the communities more strong.
Yeah.
And healthy.
Right.
And yeah. And plus size communities, super small in Korea. Yeah. So it's going to be healthy and strong.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be different people who are create their own way.
Right. Have you ever done any kind of meetup with them or any kind of event with them?
I couldn't think about that because I have my own business.
Right. So. Tell us about the own business. That's a good way to start.
Well, I do a plus size women clothing brand and I made, women's suit and panties and bralette. Now I launch the swimming suit and it's maybe 10 years before I start my business.
Yeah, design business.
Yes.
That's amazing. And what's the name of the line?
66100.
So tell me about that name because I saw that on Instagram and I was like, it's a very interesting name. So what are the numbers? Do they signify something or?
Well, there's a really funny story. Well, in Korea, the 66 size is the limit of the woman's clothing size.
Wow. Okay. Got
it. And 100 is men's limited clothing size.
Okay.
And young casual to 15 to 25 people.
Okay.
25 years old people.
Yeah. Do you know what that would be in a Western size?
Western size is, it means we don't make X large size men's clothing.
Okay.
And women's size is size 10.
Size 10.
Yeah.
And up.
Up.
It's just not available
yeah.
in Korea. Okay. Well, that makes me feel a little better because whenever I'd go into stores, it was like, I can't even, you know.
You don't have to try it on, right? You even think about it.
No.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I can buy clothes at store when I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
And after then, I have to buy my clothes at online shopping mall.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not easy to find right clothes for my size.
Right.
So I want to tell everyone about no matter what your size, you are great.
Right. And so that's why you did the number, like the sizes.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. That's really
cool. You have to jump over the size limit. Mm-hmm.
That's great. I love that. Because I knew there had to be a story. I was going to ask you about it today because I had started, I thought on you know, online, and I thought there's got to be a story to that name of the design. It's really great.
So it's not easy to gathering other people.
Yeah.
Hey, we can do something or just meet up. But you give me an idea. So maybe I should try.
I don't want to put more on you. You have enough with your business to run. But I just thought about that. I thought it might be kind of fun to do a in that way. You know, I think people appreciate when they're asked to be a part of that, of a community, you know, when they're asked to like be brought into something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes, you know, it makes me feel like I'm wanted, you know, or valued. So maybe, I don't know, might work. But, you know, I don't know how many of it is. I mean, I'm guessing it's not very many because
I can show you after this record.
Yeah.
I will show you the plus size model in Korea.
Okay.
In
I would
Instagram.
Love to see it. Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. That'd be great.
What do I do to keep my heart plus-sized?
I try not to lose love for humanity. In Korean, it is called 정. I think this is important, not to lose heart, to be kind to people and help them.
Plus Size Hearts is edited and produced by Alice Kreff. It is hosted by me, Erin Shurkin, the author of Plus Size in Paris, and the music is written and performed by Rachel Adele. You can find us all on our websites. LeBelleFréquence.com is where you can find Alice. My website is ErinShurkin.com, and Rachel's website is RachelAdele.com. The three of us make up the trifecta of Plus Size Hearts, and we are so excited that this is out in the world for you to hear it, and we hope it leaves you feeling boosted up with love and joy.
Soyez-vous, soyez-vous.